So first, let your body get comfortable. Breathe. Really feel where you're sitting or lying down. Relax into your bones. Let the chair or the couch or the floor hold you, which is really the earth holding you. Dropping into allowing yourself to be held. And follow the rising and falling of your breath, the natural rhythm of your breath, putting your awareness on that rhythm. One breath may be longer, one is shorter, one is deeper, one is more shallow. And as you breathe, imagine breathing in the light of spirit, the light of the compassionate heart of the universe, which flows throughout you into every molecule, every atom of your being. Every breath is a doorway into rebirth, into possibility. And then breathing in through your heart center. You find yourself following a road that leads you to an old stone house. The door to the house is unlocked. So you go inside and you find yourself then in a foyer, which is empty, and going to your right, you enter a room that is empty with light falling through the window. And going to your right again, you enter another room that is empty. And a third room to your right that is empty. But on the far wall of that room, there are French doors that you open. And beyond the doors is a garden. And the garden is planted with many different kinds of flowers. Flowers from different places, flowers that would live in different climates, different seasons, roses and lilies, chrysanthemums, daisies, sunflowers, bougainvillea. All growing together. In this magical garden, And in the garden is a comfortable chair. And you sit in the chair. Again, following your breath and contemplating the garden. The colors, gold and red, white and pink, all growing together in this garden of contemplation. Growth, peace, inspiration. And as you sit comfortably, let your memory take you to situations of mediation that you experienced in your own life, or perhaps noticing that there were few situations of real mediation, mindfulness, consciousness, curiosity about other people's points of view, experiences, opinions, needs, as there are many flowers in this garden. There are many ideas, many possibilities amongst people. To explore each other's opinions, needs, the nature of different situations, what freedom to be able to do that, to know how to do that, to have the skills and the openness, the flexibility to do that. And you can remember situations that involved other people, and also think about internal situations where you are mediating between two parts of yourself, or more than two parts of yourself, between different needs and drives and habits and patterns. How to make room and identify those choices that best affirm your life, your path, your well-being, your creativity, letting go of fixed ways, fixed ideas, respectfully shifting the energies of old fixed patterns and opening, perhaps through other people, perhaps internally, to patterns that nourish your vitality, to mediation that nourishes community, and aliveness. Because where there is true mediation, you create peace. You create peace in an awareness of the good for all beings, all creatures, all animals and the planet. So again, contemplate the garden, its grasses and flowers, the diversity and community of the garden, feeling yourself to be part of it, both in the garden and in your life. And then resting your left hand on your heart center and your right hand over it. Say to yourself, may I be happy. May all beings be happy. May I be free from suffering, and may all beings be free from suffering. May I be free from the roots of suffering, and may all beings be free from the roots of suffering. May I be peaceful and healthy. May all beings be peaceful and healthy. Take a breath, bless your body. As the home of this incarnation. And then open your eyes. Take a small stretch and come back to alignment with the present moment. In this physical realm.